Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air. Glad you're with us on whatever Super Talk station you find us every day or online. Welcome to the program. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bank Corp studio here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Bob Getty, Kelly Sander, we're glad you're with us. Opening segment of the show sponsored every day by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. No change today. Still a great place to have lunch or dinner and a great place to cater your next event. Upcoming football games, etc. Dickey's is a go-to spot when it comes to catering. Okay, got a great guest on the show today. A return visit by former Southern Miss football coach and North Carolina head coach Larry Fedorin. We always greatly enjoy our conversations with Coach. Coach, 3 weeks away. I was actually on the campus this morning taking care of some business. Saw the guys out there practicing and kind of sense that college football is in the air. I was curious. I thought about you. Knew you were going to be on the show today. You miss it at all, Coach Fedor?
You can't. There's no way you can't miss it. You know, I mean, there's no greater thing on earth right now than college football. So it's it's something you miss. You do it for 38 years. You know, there's no way you can't miss it. You know, just being around those guys, those players, and watching them develop, and being around your staff. It's a tremendous amount of fun.
Does that mean Larry Fedora would be open to the right college coaching job if it came your way?
No, it does not.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
No, I'm very happy doing what I'm doing and, you know, happy spending time with my wife and my time. I wouldn't trade it for the world, what it did for all those years, but it's time to relax.
Well, there you go. All right, Coach, now I got to throw this at you. David Rimes, mutual friend, owns Auto Locators here in town, and you're a very loyal friend, obviously, because you still buy your cars and trucks from him.
I think I bought 14 from him, actually.
Is that correct? Well, so let me tell you what he's done. I know you just traded in a Ford Raptor, and David has that sitting out in front of his business, and he sent me this message. He said, much like when Carroll Shelby used to autograph the Ford Mustang dashboards, Larry Fedora has autographed the Raptor that he just traded in, and for only $20, you can test drive Larry Fedora's Raptor and rub your hands on his autograph on the dashboard. So that's quite a compliment to you, Coach Fedora.
Well, let me tell you, there's no truth to that whatsoever. I did not autograph any dashboard, I promise you. Now, if he can make $20 off a test drive, I guess that's a pretty good deal for him.
Coach, it's Kelly Sander, I wanted to ask first, how's D-Fed doing? How's Dylan, your son Dylan, doing?
You know what? He's doing great. He is, he's a sports agent. He lives in Austin. He works for a company called Octagon and is just doing really well, having a great time, in that business.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. But I wanted to ask you, based on the fact that Ohio State won the Natty last year, and they spent reports say up to $30 million in staffing with players and coaches that team. It came to no surprise to a lot of sportscasters that Ohio State won the national championship when they invested that money. So as a casual fan, is this going to be just commonplace now? The team that spends the most money on talent is probably going to win the national championship. And if that's the case, why is it special to win it when you essentially bought it?
Well, you know, I really don't know if I know the answer to that. I do know that the numbers that they're talking about for teams this year, $30 million doesn't compare to what they're talking about for this season. Mm. I've heard somewhere in the areas of $40 and $50 million for this upcoming season. So that looks like that's the way it is right now. I mean, that's the way it is in college football right now. And you can, you know, there's never been a time in the history of the sport that you can turn a team around so quickly. I mean, it doesn't take long. If you've got the right amount of money, you can buy the best players and you can have a heck of a team.
So how can teams, even though the collective at Southern Miss by all accounts is in pretty healthy stead compared to the rest of the Sun Belt Conference, how can teams in the Sun Belt even begin to compete without there being some sort of division somewhere along the line?
Well, don't think that there still aren't a lot of, you know, there's still a lot of great players out there. And, you know, they're not, just because, you know, a guy's not at Ohio State or a guy's not at Alabama doesn't mean he's not a great football player. I mean, you see that in the NFL draft every year. I mean, there's guys from Division III levels that are getting drafted. So there's good players everywhere. It's just trying to accumulate as many of those guys as possible. But then you also have to build a team. And that's still a major part of it. I mean, relationships. And, you know, team unity, all those things still play a major part. I mean, there's examples. I mean, you can go look at Florida State's example last year. You know, they had put together a lot of great athletes, but, you know, they won two games last year. So there are still things. You got to be able to win over a locker room. You still got to build a team concept, and guys have to do things for each other. It's still a team sport, so... You know, there's still a lot involved in it.
On a personal note, you know, you're still statistically are a young man as far as the overall lifespan of a person goes. You still have plenty of P and V left in you, but yet you're very clear that you're done coaching. Was there any one thing, Coach Fedora, that you just said, okay, that's it, I am not doing this anymore ever again?
You know, there was nothing, just one thing. I mean, it was just a lot of things that came to fruition at the same time. I mean, you had NIL, you had the transfer portal, and I'm not against the NIL. I think the transfer portal is out of control right now, and until they get that, you know, that's straightened out. It's going to be difficult for all these coaches to build a team. You know, the time that you spend away from your family is tremendous. And it was just, you know, after the amount of years that I did it and the sacrifice that my family, you know, put in, I just felt like it was time for me to step away and, you know, and spend more time and focus on them.
Coach Fedora, let's go back to that NIL thing for just a moment. How does that change the dynamic coaching kids? I mean, it's one thing if you're a college football player and you look up to your coach and he's your mentor and he's a father figure and he's the disciplinarian in your life. But you got coaches dealing with kids that are making $1 million a year and more. Does that change the ability to coach a kid like that?
I think it does in some kids. I still think the majority of kids want to be coached. They want to be developed and they want to be coached hard. You know, I really believe that deep down in my heart. I don't think kids have changed so much today as I think the parents have changed. I think a lot of people have lowered expectations for kids, and until we set those high expectations, you know, they're never going to strive to reach them. And I think that's one thing coaches do. I don't think the NIL has created as big a problem as the transfer portal has for coaches.
Yeah, I agree with that. We've had some baseball coaches tell us if this sounds plausible to you, that these kids in today's world are just coddled to a point that they never face failure, and they're told how great they are and how special they are, and then they get to a Division I level, and suddenly they're not so good anymore compared to everybody around them, and that they really don't know how to. They really don't know how to face that failure. You think there's truth to that?
I think there's a tremendous amount of truth to that, and I think that's why, you know, probably the last 10 years of my career, I dealt with more kids with mental health issues. I mean, depression and all of those issues, because it's the first time in their life when they get to that level that they start having some failures. And what they don't understand is failure is not bad. I mean, you learn from failure. That's the key, is you learn from it and you grow from it and you get better from it. Mm-hmm. But if you've never experienced failure and then all of a sudden you do and you're away from home and you don't know how to handle it, you know, it creates major problems for them.
Right. We're talking to football coach Larry Fedora, former Southern Miss football coach, of course, at the University of North Carolina. Continue our conversation with him as we head into the break. I want to remind you about a couple of quick things. Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are the finest on the road today. And their new showroom, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, is really something to see.
And Bob Getty drives a Genesis, and for $20, he will sign his car, right, to his dashboard.
There you go, Bob. There you go.
I'm $10. I'm a $10 man. I mean,
okay.
And Mobay Beignet Company, Kelly's pretty familiar with that organization, 2902. That'd surprise you, wouldn't it, Coach, that Kelly would be familiar with the Beignet store here in town?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all.
I eat the fire out of them, man.
Mobay Beignet, 2902 Hardy Street. More with Coach Larry Fedora. Very short break. We'll be back with Coach right after this.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Glad you're with us this afternoon. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. Thousands of you tune in every month that way. We're grateful. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you could tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Continue our conversation with football coach Larry Fedora. Coach, you brought up something really interesting off air about the fact that kids can now literally redshirt themselves. Run through that scenario, if you will, please, for our listeners.
Well, I mean, this is happening around the country with people really without them knowing about it. I mean, you've got, you know, after that fourth game, a kid may come in to his position coach and say, "Coach, I need another, you know, $50,000 to $75,000 on my NIL," and I'm talking about a starter, you know. And he says, "What do you mean you need more money on your NIL?" He says, "Well, I need that money, or I'm gonna redshirt because they haven't burned their eligibility until after that, you know, till the fifth game." And so there's kids that are taking advantage of that opportunity and basically leveraging themselves against the team.
What has got to be done to get this stopped?
I mean, you've got. I think the biggest deal is you gotta control the transfer portal. I mean, that has to be changed. I don't think there's any doubt about that. It's just wide open right now, and with multiple transfers within the, you know, within a year. I mean, you're looking at teams right now that are coming to camp with 50 new faces on their football team.
Yeah.
You got no idea of knowing what kind of team you're going to have with 50 new players.
Right. And we ask you about your last couple of teams here at Southern Miss, and how bad would it have been to have other schools come in trying to poach your players with a lot of money? And you said it would have been pretty bad.
Oh, I mean, I think, you know, from Austin Davis to Tracy Lampley to, you know, both our offensive tackles, both played in the NFL. Just about every guy on our defensive line, from Jamie Collins to Cordero Law to Tyree Thornton and Raheem Nunez, every one of those guys played in the NFL. I mean, they would have, you know, there's no doubt people would have come in and cherry-picked and tried to take those guys from us.
And that's got to be obviously a tough thing to handle. But in any way, shape, or form, you know, you're away from the game now. But when you describe being away from the game, you have to be, as much as you said you missed it, to what degree are you still involved with the game, Coach Fedora, if nothing is just more than a casual fan?
Well, I'm constantly in contact with you know, most of the coaches that I've known over the years. I mean, we still talk on the phone. We still talk about what's going on. You know, I get phone calls from guys who want to talk some offense and schemes and different things about the way we did things in the past and how, you know, how it can be adjusted for things in the future. So there's still a lot of communication. I mean, you don't end those friendships. You don't end those relationships. You know, still have a lot of contact with all former players. I mean, that's always a big treat for me to get to see those guys. In fact, I'm leaving Thursday this week to head to San Diego to go to another wedding of one of the, you know, former players. And so, I mean, I'm still involved in that aspect. The nice thing is now on August 30th, I'll get in my chair and have a nice cold beverage in my hand, and I'll be able to watch some great football without your stomach in your throat, you know, just enjoying a good football game.
Yeah, and when you were talking about the players and the NIL deals and transfer portal and all that, and sometimes players, when you ask them, they'll get a little bit defensive, and they'll say, well, coaches leave all the time, you know, for bigger and better deals, and they're, air quotes, under contract, you know. So
yeah,
they say, we're just doing what coaches have always been allowed to do. Why shouldn't we be able to leave if coaches are able to leave even though they're under contract?
Yeah, and those coaches, there are major, you know, buyouts in their contracts that they have to, you know, pay the money back, and so there's tremendous amount of things that can be done to make it equitable. I mean, first of all, yeah, you can go back and say, well, the players weren't making any money years ago, and I think it's a good thing that these guys are being compensated. I think it's a good thing. I just don't think when you have a combination of the two, the way they're being done at this point is good for college football.
When it comes to coaching ranks, so Coach Fedora, a lot of the general public in America says it stinks to high heaven, speaking generally, of course, that a coach who's under contract to make millions and millions of dollars and then gets fired and then says, you still owe me that money, that there's no other job in the world that a person can, and Jimbo Fisher's a perfect example. I'm not picking on him. I'm just saying, look at the millions of dollars he's being paid to not work. There's no other job in the country that would afford a person that. And it kind of gives the coaching profession a bad name with the general public. Do you ever foresee contracts being to where, look, if it doesn't work out, clean out your desk and leave like the other guys down the block?
Well, I think there's so much money involved in the sport right now, and it's only growing by leaps and bounds that you know, people are always going to want to try to hire the best coach out there. They always are. And as long as you have that kind of, you know, demand, you're going to have exorbitant salaries and you're going to have big-time contracts. And in those contracts, if one side breaches the contract, I mean, somebody's going to get paid, and that's just the way it is.
Coach, let's jump ahead to the last few minutes we got left here about the opener here in Hattiesburg. And we're happy to announce that we'll be doing a two-hour show the Friday before the opening football game at Buffalo Wild Wings. And Coach Fedora has graciously agreed to kick the show off with us down there. So we're really excited about getting to chat with you in person. But you coached at the Power 5 level and the Group of 5 level. So explain to our listeners – How big of a challenge is it for a team like Southern Miss to take on a Mississippi State from the SEC? What are the biggest hurdles they'll have to get over?
Probably more than anything, it will be, I would say, depth will be the biggest thing. I mean, it's just, you know, I think Southern Miss, and I don't know the personnel right now, the Coach Huff's first year, and I don't know if anybody does because of all the transfers. But I'm sure he's going to have very talented players at most of the positions. I don't know that if he will have the depth that Mississippi State's going to have, but he's going to have something that Mississippi State doesn't have also. And that's that underdog mentality and, you know, that it's us against the world and you know, an SEC school's coming in here and nobody's going to really give Southern Miss a chance. And, you know, that's a big advantage in that alone.
He's got a proven winning quarterback, too, does Coach Huff.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And he's got a quarterback that's, you know, familiar with him, and he's familiar with the quarterback, and, they know what each other expects from each other. And I'm assuming that guy's the leader of the football team. And so, you know, having the ability to bring guys with you is a huge thing for a coach.
But you know a little bit about Mississippi State's quarterback or quarterbacks.
Yes, I do. Blake Shapen. In fact, I recruited Blake Shapen to Baylor. And, you know, the guy's very skilled. He can throw the football. He can move. He's a smart kid. I think, he probably fits what Lebby really wants to do. You know, he unfortunately, or maybe to his advantage, he got hurt last year, you know, in that fourth game. And so he got a whole nother year back. And, is in his second year into the offense. And so he'll be much better than a quarterback this year than he was last year.
Fair to say, too, that Mississippi State will probably be better the second year under their new head coach?
Oh, I would think so. Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I don't doubt that at all. And you know, I know that Coach Huff, you know, it's going to be a tough one, but he's going to, you know, I'm sure the way he's running his program and the way he's developing these players – through the summer and through fall camp, I'm sure he's pushing them as hard as he can, and he's going to make them tough, and they're going to be, hardcore, hard-nosed football players.
All right, real quick, Coach, a minute left. We made a little fun of the thing with David Rimes, but the truth is you're coming back for the opening game. You're in Hattiesburg quite a bit, and what is it about Hattiesburg that remains important to you? You seem to have a lot of ties and a lot of affection for this area.
I do. First, it's the people. You know, one thing about it is Hattiesburg's just got great people. And we've got my wife and I both have a lot of friends there that we enjoy coming back and seeing. And we spend time in Destin, and so – you know, Destin's not far from Hattiesburg, and so, when we're in Destin, we try to get back to Hattiesburg and see friends. And, you know, David Rimes is kind of the guy that kind of keeps me involved. He brings me for the member guests there at Hattiesburg Country Club, and so I see guys every year, and then we do another tournament down in Destin in November. And so, you know, we still have a lot of really good friends there in Hattiesburg, and there's a lot of great people there.
Well, we're glad you're still tied to us down here. By the way, David Rimes says you got to pay the $20 before you can get in the truck and see the autograph.
So he's probably saying that I've got to pay the $20 for everybody that takes a ride.
Coach, as always, thanks. We really look forward to seeing you later this month down at Buffalo Wild Wings. Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. We'll see you then.
All right. Coach Larry Fedora, everybody. Just a great guy, Kelly.
Yeah, and the fact that he keeps coming back. And how many times do we hear that? That's a common thread from a lot of people who leave here, coming back.
Well, there's one really famous person from Hattiesburg that's leaving, and we'll be talking about, this is going to break the hearts of so many women around the pond.
And it won't break the hearts of people in Louisiana, I'll tell you that.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank Coach Larry Fedora for joining us in the show. He's been kind of a semi-regular on the show, and we really enjoy our conversations with him. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the show. We enjoy that place as well. Great place for cold Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, Kelly's favorite. Shrimp po' boys, great lunches, ball games on TVs all through the place. And then, of course, there is that NIT basketball poster in there that if you haven't seen it, you owe it to yourself to go see Casey Fisher in short shorts.
I was going to say, when those guys go back there, that's the thing that embarrasses them the most.
I would think.
Because so much of their legs are exposed. I mean, basketball teams now wear those shorts down below their knees, practically.
Correct. Thursday before opening football day, we will be at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. That's out at 7329 US 98 West in Hattiesburg. It is a beautiful, state-of-the-art home improvement facility, if you haven't been out there. Store, of course. Things to rebuild a house. You could build a house with the materials out there. Remodel your house, do some kitchen work, lay some new floors down, do some painting, you name it. Lawn and gardening supplies and chemicals, they've got it all at MCS Home Center. And really look forward to being there. I understand that Braylon Braxton is going to join us that day, Kelly Center.
Well, got to talk with him extensively at Media Day, and he's definitely the dude. I mean, he was introduced as the starting quarterback last basketball season. Yeah.
You know, one thing kind of surprised me about him, too, is he's a very soft-spoken, very articulate. Not surprised he's articulate, but just very soft-spoken, kind of mild-mannered kid to be such a ferocious football player.
And I'll tell you something else that really that shocked me was at Media Day. At my age, nothing really shocks me too much anymore, so keep that in mind. But Chris Jones, our defensive linebacker, that kid just turned 19, and Bob, that guy has the body of a 27-year-old.
You know, I forgot to tell you this. When you were gone, did you know that I wrestled him down at the D-Bat one night?
Did you really?
Yeah, I felt bad for him. I let him go when he just started crawling uncle.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it went down. But he is massive.
I'm pretty sure, too.
And for the fact that he's 19 years old, you know.
But I mean, he's a soft-spoken kid, too, man.
I wouldn't want to tangle with him, man. But, you know, there were so many different discussions going on. What was different about this media day is that a lot of it was not necessarily about football, but the politics of the conference. And, and you know, that's how we kind of learned that James Madison is slowly pushing itself to the front of the class. And whatever James Madison wants, James Madison is tending to get. And you talk to the Louisiana Monroe people. And Brian Vincent, the coach at Monroe, something that was really upsetting him was now this is the third straight year, and we may have mentioned this when I was at Media Day, but it's the third straight year now that Monroe has not been scheduled a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday night game. And most of the time, Division I coaches say they hate those because it throws their preparation off on both ends, the game before and the game after. It throws their preparation time off. But Brian Vincent made a really good point. He said, that is true, but there are more advantages. And I said, like what? He said, national exposure.
Well, sure.
You're the only game on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday night. So college football fans are going to be able to tune in. They're going to be able to be exposed to your program, learn about you and your staff, what the school is about. And this is three straight years now that Monroe has not been given a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday night game. No. Like the Eagles have a game this year at Georgia Southern that's in there. And they even mentioned that James Madison, Marshall, a lot of the other schools are getting a lot of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday games. And I just said, well, are you saying that? And he stopped just short of saying that there's some bias against some schools. Yeah. And he said, I understand when people look at Louisiana Monroe, we have the least amount of money in Division I, and that we get looked upon as the proverbial redheaded stepchild or whatever you want to say. But when your own conference is tending to treat you that way,
not good.
It isn't good. And then see yesterday that their athletic director stepped down, not even to take another AD job, but
just to step down.
Yes, just to pursue other interests. Yeah. You really have to wonder what's going on at Monroe.
Let me take you back to Larry Fedora for a couple of minutes. Here's a guy, you made a point, he's still a young man. He's a proven winner. He's won everywhere he's gone. Clearly, Larry Fedora could take over a college program tomorrow and get it turned around and going. But he's made it very clear to me and you on and off the air, he's not.
He's done.
He's done. How many How many great coaches like Larry Fedora do you think this craziness in college athletics has run to the sidelines?
Well, it ran off arguably the best one ever in Nick Saban.
Correct.
And you hear people, oh, he's coming back. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's not coming back. And the sport that has been affected even more by it is college basketball.
Correct.
You know, the Mike Krzyzewskis, the Jim Boeheims at Syracuse. I mean, all these
legendary coaches.
Great Hall of Fame coaches have said, y'all can have this. You know, and the fact that Jay Ladner and some of these guys understand the new landscape, and just because you understand it doesn't mean it's going to work. Mm-hmm. And basketball, mm-hmm. I mean, every team, every year is having roster turnover. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult to get together with your fan base and have those, you know, the emotional right. commitment to each other.
Well, you heard what Coach Fedora said about kids opting out and that it's happening. Now, after four games, they redshirt themselves. I want you to imagine for just a second, because you and I both knew him. I want you to imagine you've just played the fourth game and your starting offensive tackle walks into Jim Carmody's office and says, Coach, unless you do this for me, I'm going to redshirt the rest of the season. What would have happened, Kelly?
Well, the third day after the kid woke up, and I don't care how big he is, Big Nasty would have put something on him that Ajax couldn't take off. But that was then, and this is now. And Coach Fedora said in the commercial break that our listeners couldn't hear, he said, there's nothing coaches can do about it. Nothing.
No, he said the players are in charge now.
They are, and you know who's up in their ear are these advisors.
Yeah.
They're saying, hey, I've got a deal on the table from University XYZ.
Yeah.
If these guys don't come through, we go to University XYZ.
All right, we've got 3 minutes left. We've got to get to the story. We teased it. One of the great icons of Southern Miss baseball, unquestionably, is Danny Lynch. He was not only a great, great player on the field, but a massive personality. He's been on the coaching staff since he graduated, and certainly one of the all-time fan favorites. Announced yesterday, just an hour or so after we went off the air, he's taking the head coaching job at Mississippi Delta Community College up in Moorhead, Mississippi. So he wants to continue his coaching career, and we wish him absolutely nothing but the best. But, boy, that's a tough one.
That is a tough place to play, a tough place to win at Mississippi Delta. But there have been, I mean, Michael Avalon came from Mississippi Delta and, you know, was successful enough at Delta that he was able to land the Pearl River head coaching job. Mm-hmm. But when you're young like that and you have the conviction
right.
and you have the background, I have no doubt. I don't know who else applied, but I can't imagine anybody would be as qualified to take that job as Danny Lynch.
Something tells me, too, he's just going to be a really successful baseball coach in his career. He's just got the charisma, the knowledge, the personality, the ability to connect. I think Danny Lynch has a wonderful future.
And to the women in Moorhead.
He's married. He's about to get married.
The dad bod is on its way.
Yes, the dad bod.
But now,
do you think he'll teach that batting style to all of his team, where all nine of them come up with all that kind of dancing around? And
well, they could use a change or two in Moorhead.
That would be one.
Up at Delta. But you know who's thrilled about this?
Who's that?
Are the Cajun fans.
Oh, yeah. The further he gets away from Lafayette, the better.
Yes.
And, we should call Jay Walker and bring him on the show. I'm sure he'll be very sad to hear that Danny's leaving Southern Miss.
Yeah, Jay was a lot of fun at Sunbelt Media Days.
Sure he was.
And said that he enjoyed the time that you guys got to spend at the baseball tournament.
We spent a lot of time together at the baseball tournament this year. I just enjoyed every minute that I spent with him. He's really one of my favorite people.
And chances are there might be something on the line when those two teams, when the Cajuns and Eagles get to play each other this year.
Be a lot of kumbaya, a lot of love.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Warm feelings between them.
But,
man, we wish Danny Lynch nothing but the best. He'll be right there in the shadow of Delta State, which is a great baseball program, great baseball school. My guess is there's some connection between Oz and the staff at Delta State, if I were guessing. In the respect only that he knows those men up there. And I would think that they'll kind of mentor Danny from a distance up there as well. And I think they all have a collective interest in seeing him do go.
And one of the things he certainly has going for him as well is already being on the staff at Southern Miss, he's well-connected with the area high school coaches.
No question.
So he's going to be able to know where to go get this player that player.
That's right.
And crawl before you can walk, walk before you can run. But I think if they'll give
him... you've got a son going through the same thing.
Right, at college.
At a junior college.
That's right, that's right. Yeah.
So, got to work your way up the ladder, brother.
That's it. The rest of us did. Now, maybe the kids of today don't think they have to, but...
And then you get like Kelly, you're old and fat and at the top of the ladder and you can't get down.
I can't even get up anymore.
We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We appreciate you joining us each and every day. We truly do. Grateful to you for that. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program down there on Hardy Street. Luke Reynolds manages the place, and it is a state-of-the-art facility. For baseball and softball training, for people of every age, and for general training. If you're an adult tennis player, pickleball player, whatever the sport is you enjoy, you can go down there, get on a program, and they'll make you the best that you can be in your particular sport. And they're great people. It's a great facility. And Kelly Center, I say we're lucky to have DBAT here in Hattiesburg.
I think anybody that's whose kid's playing softball or baseball, travel or rec league or whatever, it's, like you said, state of the art. Really clean. Really clean, too, man. They're always disinfecting that place. And
Kelly, let me tell you something I learned today. I'd actually heard it, and I went by to verify it today. Our dear friend at Campus Bookmark,
Miss
Kathleen, has officially retired and moved back to the Gulf Coast. On the Friday before the opening of football season, and I just don't have the date here in front of me, but the Friday before the first game, they're going to have an extended retirement party for her at Campus Bookmart, and she's going to be down there for a while. And if you've ever dealt with her, I'm certainly going to make a point of trying to get by there. If you've ever dealt with her, she's a charming, wonderful lady, and that'll be your chance to thank her for everything and say goodbye to her.
Will there be an open bar?
Yes, yes, there's a fruit bar right across at the IHOP, which is now open 24/7, I happen to see today. Speaking of food, I have something I want to ask you.
Uh-oh.
And we were kind of poking fun at you yesterday a little bit. My wife told me I'm mean to you. I said, you'll get over it. I want to hear about the food out there, because you were in a tropical paradise, and I love saltwater fish and saltwater food. I have to believe there was a ton of that in Hawaii.
Whatever fish you're eating at any of the restaurants there in Hawaii, that fish was either swimming that morning or was swimming the night before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's that fresh. Ahi, and a lot of the different terms, you know, I can't pronounce, but I had ahi steaks a couple of nights, and those were just, yeah, the fish just melts in your mouth. But as you can guess, papayas, mangoes, bananas, pineapples. But one thing they don't necessarily have a lot of is watermelon.
Yeah, tell that story.
Yeah, my nephew, and now my niece lives out there, and her husband is a chef at one of the big restaurants out there, the Monkey Pod, which is right on Waikiki Beach. And my great nephew likes watermelons, of course, being from Mississippi. So I'm at the grocery store with her, and I said, get him a watermelon. And she goes, are you sure? Which I thought was an odd question. I said, of course, get him a watermelon. She's got this big old watermelon. She put it in the cart. And we go to check out, $38.
Damn.
For a watermelon, a single watermelon, $38. Now I know why she was asking me, are you sure? Because I was going to buy it. Obviously, very expensive. If you're going to go to Hawaii, get ready to spend some money, because just about everything is, because everything has to be shipped in. Mm-hmm. But it's, and I think you were talking to Jack Duggan earlier, that Hawaii, it's just the most stunning, breathtaking place. And it's not easy to get there. You're a 5-hour flight from L.A., but man, is it pretty. But you better take the checkbook, because it's expensive.
It's a long way out there if it takes a jet 5 hours to fly there.
Yeah, that's like from, what, Atlanta to L.A.?
Yeah.
That's how far it is just from L.A. Yeah.
Expensive, though, right?
Yes. Yeah, very, very expensive.
You didn't have any of those, you didn't drink any of those little drinks that have the umbrellas around, like Marchant Kenny thought you were probably going to have.
Mai Tais.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I did.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
He was right. Marchant was right.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some of those. I mean, if I'm going to go, let's, mm-hmm. Do it up big. Mm-hmm. And I was having a great time until I found out my jumping into the ocean caused a tsunami.
You said the siren started, what, in 10 minutes after you hit the water?
Yeah, and the guy goes, oh, we have a tsunami advisory. And I'm going, oh, I know I put on some weight, but this is ridiculous. And then it becomes a warning.
It startled me.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
And my niece, who's lived there 13 years, she says, we've had several advisories but have never had a warning until you got here.
Well, did you tell her that we have the same experience down here with tornado and hurricane warnings, and then they?
No, I told her we have
don't materialize.
That we have the same problems here, which is why people, when they invite me over to their swimming pool, they don't want me to jump in. If I'm going to get in at all, slowly walk in. don't jump in. Yeah, hey, tomorrow on the show, Bob Colton Cowan's going to be here, the women's golf coach at Southern Miss, who just has
good
won
coach too, bro.
Yeah, won a conference championship every year of every team that he's ever had. He got a contract extension. Thursday, Noah Croak is going to be here. He is one of the new assistant men's basketball coaches. We're going to get to meet him as well on Thursday.
And you're going to hear from the App State coach, aren't you?
Yeah. Yes. And it was really interesting what he had to say. And I'm just a little sneak preview of that interview. He knows that they're not going to get treated very well by our fans. Mm-hmm. But he says, look, all's fair in love, war, and football. He said, just don't throw stuff at us.
Yeah. But, oh, I think he'll be welcomed warmly, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't know about warmly. Warmly only because it'll probably be 100 degrees when they play, but
amen
still.
That.
He understands, though. He gets it.
All right. That's the fun of college football.
Yes, for sure.
All right, back on the air tomorrow at 1 o'clock. As always, we do thank you sincerely for listening to the show. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.